Good morning. It's time for Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. It's your questions week, so Jasmine is on the hunt for answers to your questions. But first, start brushing on the top of your mouth and brush the inside, outside, and chewing side of each tooth.
Three, two, one,
brush. Hey, Christine.
Hey, Jasmine.
So we've got some questions about dogs, and I heard you know a lot about dogs.
I do. I have my own dog named Gertrude, and I grew up having dogs my entire life.
Oh, that's perfect. You're the perfect person to answer these questions.
I'm so excited to help.
Okay, let's hear the first one.
Hi, my name is Arwen. I'm 8 years old. And my question is, do dogs have belly buttons?
So do dogs have belly buttons?
They do. Just like you, dogs have belly buttons.
Switch to the other side of the top of your mouth. And give your tongue a brush, too. So if I was looking for a belly button on a dog, what would I be looking for?
So you might have to clear some of the fur out of the way, but then there'd be a teeny tiny little bump right in the middle of their belly, and that's their belly button.
Huh. And how does a belly button get there?
So when the puppy is still a puppy inside the mommy's belly, there's a cord that goes all the way from the puppy to the mom, and that's how they get food. But once they're born, that cord falls off, and it leaves this tiny bump right in the middle of the belly.
Switch to the bottom of your mouth and keep brushing. Okay, well, since you're such a dog expert, we have another dog question for you.
I'd love to hear it.
My name is Liliana. I'm 6, and my question is, how can I take care of a dog better?
Well, first of all, dogs get thirsty, just like you. So if you ever spot their empty water bowl on the ground, you can ask a grown-up to help you fill it up with water just from the sink and put it down so your dog can enjoy it.
A hydrated dog is a happy dog.
It's true.
Switch to the other side of the bottom of your mouth. And don't brush too hard. Okay, what else can we do for dogs?
Another thing that dogs love to be is extra clean and neat. So sometimes if you want to help out, you can ask a grown-up to use the dog brush and you can help brush them to make their fur extra shiny and nice.
My dog does like it when I brush him.
It's very nice, although you do want to be extra gentle. Just like when someone's brushing your hair, nobody likes to get their hair pulled.
Is there anything that dogs don't like?
Well, I think that every dog is different, so there are some things that some dogs will like that other dogs don't. But most of the time, dogs really just want to be loved and played with, and sometimes just take a nap next to you even.
Ooh, I fell asleep there for a second. That's it for Chompers. Come back tonight. Until then,
three, two, one,
spit. Special thanks to our Gimlet friend, Christine Merrill.
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.